The Onondaga and Tompkins County Women's Opportunity Center has had to trim just about all of its staff due to the financial crisis caused by the coronavirus pandemic. WAER's Chris Bolt reports financial problems are mounting at a time the center's directors say their help for women is needed most.
The nonprofit organization offers free programs and services to divorced and other displaced women who are re-entering the workforce. The center receives funding from the State Department of Labor, but board member Aaron Field says they haven't seen a dime from the government since March.
The Department of Labor grant that we receive every year is 40% of the overall budget of the Women's Opportunity Center, and it covers 100% of the payroll. Since the beginning of the pandemic in March, we haven't received any funding for payroll, which is why we had to take the extraordinary measure to lay off all of the staff members except for one manager in each office.
Back in March, the WOC moved the majority of its instruction online. But since July, clients could meet with a staff member at the office or a local coffee shop for life coaching or computer instruction. Deputy Director Amy Canavan says now the loss of most of the staff is raising anxieties.
These people are scared. They don't know how they're going to keep the roof over their head. They're afraid of how they're going to get a job. They've been cut back and their unemployment insurance is super low. Parents that were only eating every other day before getting jobs are now back to eating only every other day to make sure their kids have enough food.
Canavan adds they were able to secure funding for their clients to borrow computers to continue instruction online. Now with the closing of the Syracuse office, she worries other centers around the state could close. This at a time when more women are seeking help to find a foothold in the job market.
Since the beginning of the pandemic, we've had an increase in calls for outreach from the rural areas. And we are actually now servicing clients from Alexandria Bay all the way down to Binghamton because we are online. And we have a lot of women in those remote areas that don't have any other source of support.
Board member Fields shares some ways their center is looking for donations to help.
At this moment, we're really looking for the donors who have donated to us in the past, trying to tap new donors. We know this is a financially hard time for everybody. We really have no other choice right now other than to ask the community to help us. We're really in a dire situation, and we need all the help we can get.
Both Fields and Canavan say they've heard nothing from either the state labor department or state legislators about when or if promised funds would be released. Those interested in donating time or resources can go to the Women's Opportunity Center website at womensopportunity.org. Chris Bolt, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.